Greetings, families of the Vine Street Christian Church family of faith. It's Pastor Bob coming to you on Wednesday, December 9th. It's our middle Sabbath. It's also the second week of Advent, the week we celebrate with peace, as Sunday was the Sunday of peace. And every day, each and every day, we bring you a daily family devotional from the set of devotions written by Grace Claus of the Reformed Church of America. Today's devotion is called A Loving Rescuer. A Loving Rescuer. We're going to read a little selection from the Book of Ruth in the Old Testament. Have you ever read the Book of Ruth? An amazing story about two women, Ruth and Naomi, and what it means to be committed to each other as persons and committed to God, and where that can take a relationship and a life. Amen. So, we're going to begin A Loving Rescuer by reading from Ruth. These are some verses taken from chapter 3, verse 1, all the way to chapter 4, verse 12, but it's not nearly that long. So, here we go. The Bible says this: Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, I need to seek some security for you, so that it may be well with you. Now, here is our kinsman Boaz, with whose young women you have been working. See, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Now, wash and anoint yourself, and put on your best clothes, and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, observe the place where he lies. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do." Ruth said to her, "All that you tell me, I will do. All that you tell me, I will do." Amen. Well, in those days in Israel, there were strict rules to protect widows, women whose husbands had died. Back then, women didn't have jobs, so they couldn't make money to pay for food or a house, and men were the ones to carry on the family name. So if a woman had no sons, the family would end with her. So there was a special rule to protect a widow with no sons. The rule was that the brother of the widow's dead husband had to marry the widow. Back then, of course, it was sometimes okay to have more than one wife, too. That brother was called the kinsman redeemer. Kinsman means a relative, and redeemer means someone who rescues you. The brother would rescue the widow and her family by paying for food, giving them a place to live, and carrying on the family name. So, in this story, Boaz is the kinsman redeemer for Ruth and Naomi. Naomi's husband and Ruth's husband both died, and Naomi and Ruth were helpless without any sons. But they weren't hopeless. Boaz stepped up to marry Ruth so that the family could continue. Much later in the Bible, we read about another kinsman redeemer. That kinsman redeemer is Jesus. Everyone in the world, you see, is as helpless as Ruth and Naomi were. But the Bible says Jesus is like the groom at a wedding, and the church is his bride. Like Boaz did, Jesus steps up to marry us, to join his life with ours, and then he rescues us. So, isn't that interesting? What do you think it was about Boaz that made him willing to marry Ruth, even though he didn't even know her? Why would a person do that? What is it about them that leads them to be so sacrificial of themselves for someone else? What about Boaz made him willing to marry Ruth even though he didn't know her? And after you think about that, think about this. Why do you think Jesus was willing to rescue you and me and all of us? Why do you think he was willing to do that? Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for taking me and making me a part of the wonderful family of God, for loving me and for rescuing me. Amen. Just a little reminder that usually on Wednesday night, we have our daily devotions discussion group at 7 p.m. on Zoom. But because of the Vine Street Christian Church board meeting tonight at 7, we will cancel this week's installment and move it on to next week, where next Wednesday, next Middle Sabbath, we'll reconvene again at 7 p.m. on Zoom. Until then, bask in the words of this benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day.